have the floor, please.
Well, thank you so much. I don't see much more to say. I mean, the proposals which has been made from the side of NGOs and three mandate holders on an additional intersessional event, for example, is to broaden the participatory discussion and to keep the DDPA anniversary alive in the period between the 46th session of the Human Rights Council and the General Assembly observance, and also to see how to contribute to the broader engagement, because it's a matter of interaction also with the Secretariat, with member states, and so on. And similarly, in case the Intergovernmental Working Group would be able to split its sessions into two, it could have an important role in helping to take stock of how it is developing this awareness campaigning, this wish to make the DDPA better known and engage in dialogue on this matter, etc. So this is like the background of it, in order to provide for this to be a process throughout the year, to which different actors can connect at a continuous period. So this is the idea behind this, to cure this problem of the very low knowledge of United Nations declaration and program of action, which has been universally accepted and adopted by the General Assembly. And here we have an obligation, I think, to discuss and see how can we really address this issue of awareness, because if there is not awareness, people cannot make use of it. And we do have a very serious question of the DDPA being misunderstood in media, in literature, even in scientific scholarly literature. You can find wrong-footed and uninformed comments about the DDPA. When we took the initiative and made the proposal for the 10th anniversary to be celebrated at the summit level in 2011, when we made that proposal from the side of civil society in the declaration from the Civil Society Forum for the Durban Review Conference, we consciously actually did not say that we should commemorate the Third World Conference against racism. Of course, that should also be done. But we wanted to really put the emphasis on the outcome of it, on the Durban Declaration and Program of Action. And that is why we have this concept that we are commemorating the content, we are commemorating the program of action and the declaration, and we seek to keep it and to build unity and consensus around that. So those few who may not understand it in that way, they should reconsider and join us who are participating in this process. This is my hope in this regard. So thank you so much.